स्मरोवाव
स्मरोवाव
आकाशाद्भूयः
आकाशाद्भूयः
स्मरोवाव आकाशाद्भूयः
स्मरोवाव आकाशाद्भूयः
सो स्मरो स्मरः Now we are learning Akashaha, you learnt. Now Smaraha. All of you better learn. Put all these words in order, okay? Akashaha. Now Smaraha. Smaraha Vava Akashad Bhuyaha. Smaraha, otherwise called as Smaranam. Smaranam is a gerund. Remembering. Smaraha, your memory. Smaraha vava akashad bhuyaha. A memory, this remembrance is greater than the very space, superior to the space. Now what is smaranam? Smaranam is antahkarana dharmaha. Shankara says smaranam or smaraha is antahkarana dharmaha. It's a sort of function, is a part of the function of mentation. Antahkarana dharma. Remembering is what? It's a function, is a part of the function of mentation. So he said antahkarana dharmaha. Remembering or memory. How this memory is superior to the space, how do you say, on what basis do you say memory is superior to the space? There must be some reason, isn't it? How do you say that? He's telling now, Smaro vava akashad bhuyaha tasmat yadyapi bahavaha asiran. Na smaranto naivate kanchana shrunuyuhu na manviran na vijaniran yada vavate smareyuhu atha shrunuyuhu atha manviran atha vijaniran smarenave putra vijanati smarena pashun smaram upasva iti. One mantra, I finished reading it. Okay? You can't make it where is full stop, where is comma. Let me tell you again. What he says, smaraha vava akashad bhuyaha. One sentence. Here memory is superior to the space. One sentence is over. Tasmat, how do we say that? The explanation comes. Imagine, if there is no such a phenomenon called memory in terms of function of the mind. One of the functions of the mind is what? Remembering. Remembering is not an action, it is a function. Function is a involuntary. You cannot decide to remember, okay? Remembering is what? Remembering is a function, one of the functions of the mind. Therefore, antahkarana dharmaha it is called. And imagine if this function of remembering or memory, some given phenomenon, if it is not there, what would have happened? You all would not have come back to the class today, first of all. And even after coming here also, you will ask, where is this place? You will ask this. If there is something called memory is not there, where am I here? You will ask suddenly. I will come back and knock at the door. Naliji will, who are you? Why are you here? Why have you come here? If she doesn't remember there is a class today. And we all have come for the class. We don't remember what happened. Why have we come here? What is happening here? Is there a class in that class? Who said that? He'll ask you. And you, second thing, you would not have come here also. You would have gone elsewhere for getting this class here today. And because of the memory alone, Dilipji remembers, puts the chairs, tomorrow there's a class. He, before even we come, everything keeps kept ready. And coffee is ready, tea is ready, snacks are ready. Break also, I think you all want break now. you'll all fall asleep otherwise. Already sleeping. So these things are all possible only, isn't it? The memory is a must. So what Upanishad itself says, when we were together, if we don't have such a thing called memory, and then you may not remember the person. If you don't remember the person, you won't even say hello to the person. Sometimes you can talk to the strangers, that's a different thing. But if you do not know, remember, you won't even say hello to each other. So even the mingling, association, etc. is not possible. Imagine if we do not have, what a tragedy it would have been if we do not have a phenomenon called remembering. Okay, space is great, no doubt about it. Without this memory power, without the capacity to remember, without this function, phenomenon obtaining of the function of remembering, my God, every day, next day you'll get up and ask, in first day get married, second day you'll ask, who are you? Finished. No life will be possible. And where is the question of having children, having a progeny, and having dharma, perpetual dharma, everything? The children will also come and ask. Suppose if who are you? So we will not remember anything. We will not remember the places, will not remember the people, will not remember the situations, will not remember anything. I tell you, memory plays an important role, keeping everything together. All our everyday life itself, every day's life is what? Based on the what we, neither our memories, every day's life. You should remember what you did yesterday, remember what you did day before yesterday. Even though you need not, you may not be able to remember what you did 10 years ago, what you studied in school, you may not remember. But still you remember that you do not remember. Isn't it? That's a great thing. At least because of, as we are aging, we do certain, we do lose slowly, our memory power becomes still, less. That's a different thing. But still, without this phenomenon called memory, I tell you, no life is possible. Living itself is very difficult. Even the cat and dog, they have certain degree of memory. Isn't it? That's what when you come with the person comes, you put a biscuit first day, next day the cat will come back to you. You know why? The same person put the memory. One day if I go with you, taking a stick with me, other person comes with the biscuit, the dog will go away from me, it will go to the person who brings the biscuit. Certain degree. Not in everything. What I'm saying, the memory, without the memory, life will become stagnant. What I'm saying, there'll be lots of confusions and chaos. No action is possible. The people who work, do the job of driving. Imagine if you don't remember the roads, don't remember what you're driving. First of all, you have to remember you're driving the car. Without memory, how can things be understood and how can you retain what you have understood? Whatever we understand, they need to be retained, they need to be imprinted, they need to be remembered. Only then you can, recollection is possible, when you can use that knowledge, recollecting what you have understood in situations, only if you remember. Therefore, how important it is for us to have been blessed with this phenomenon called phenomenon obtaining in the form of the function of remembering. Isn't it? For smaraha, स्वरः वाव आकाशात् भूयः. सो दिस् थिङ्ग् नौ तस्मात् देर्फोर् हि सेस् वाट् यद्यपि बहवः आसीरन् ईवन् दो देर् आर् मेनी पीपुल् सिट्टिङ्ग् इन् वन् प्लेस् न स्मरन्तः even if there are many people sitting in one place, not remembering, not having this capacity to remember, what will happen? Even the people are together, sitting together in one place, and knowing, they know each other, but because they forget, because of the forgetfulness, because of this lack of memory, what happens? They will not talk to each other. Okay, no interaction will happen. Interaction will be not possible. Then, naivate kanchana shrunuyuhu, and they cannot even then they cannot say hello to each other. They cannot speak to each other. They cannot listen to each other. Therefore, shrunuyuhu atha manviran na manviran. If they cannot even recognize. Na jani yuhu, they cannot know. If memory is not there, recollection is not possible, remembering is not possible, the recognition is not possible, knowing is not possible, then yada vava te smare yuhu, only when people remember, yada vava te smare yuhu, only when people remember atha shrunu yuhu, only then they can speak to each other, then speak with each other, they can listen to each other. Atha manviran, they can recognize each other, they can acknowledge each other. Recognition, acknowledgement, knowing, understanding, everything is possible only if the memory is there. Then manviran, vijaniran, smare navai putra vijanati. Only because of this memory power, parents are able to recognize their own children. Okay, smare na pashun. Only because of memory, you can differentiate, you can remember what? All the different species of animals and beings also. This is dog, this is cat. You forget, next day everything looks the same for you. You see it different, isn't it? You cannot distinguish one from the other. Why? Because you all remember the names. Every day you don't learn this. What? Dog, cat, etc. But when you see the cat, you remember, oh, this is cat. How do you say that immediately? When you see something, immediately you say, this is so-and-so. This is what? This is dog. This is cat. It's immediately you are able to recognize every species, every being, differentiating one from the other. That is possible. Differentiation and recognition is possible only because of the memory power. Isn't it true? Again, it's such a simple fact. We know this already, but we never pay attention to this fact. So here, Pashun smaram, Pashun smarena Pashun vijanati. Only because of this memory power, you are able to distinguish even the other living beings, other creatures, other animals also. Therefore, what is the important lesson here? You see, if there is no such a thing called, the phenomenon called the function of remembering, which is also a mental activity, the function, if it is not there, then life would have been very, very difficult. Life wouldn't have been possible at all. Full of lots of confusions and chaos. But what makes the life a life enjoyable, pleasant, possible is what? It is the capacity to remember. Okay, the phenomenon obtaining in the form of the function of remembering. Smaraha. Therefore, may you see this Smaraha as Brahma. May you pay attention to this phenomenon called function of remembering, see the beauty of it, see the importance of it, see, understand the glory of it, and see that smaraha, memory, as Brahma. Smaram upasva iti. Having said this, immediately in the following mantra, the Upanishad presents the benefit of seeing this memory as Brahma. Saha yaha smaram brahme tupaste. Saha yaha, he who. Yaha is a relative pronoun. Saha is a third person singular pronoun. Saha yaha, he who. Smaram brahma iti upaste. He who meditates upon this memory, this function of remembering, this antakkarana dharma as Brahma, that person is the person of much subtler mind. He becomes the person of much subtler mind, that he'll have greater influence, he'll have greater say over things. He'll be as pervasive as this memory, which means he can move freely at his will. Means his pervasiveness, his popularity, his recognition will be in keeping with his subtleness of the mind. His contribution will be in keeping with subtleness of his mind. Subtleness will be in keeping with his subtleness of the very glory of the memory. Got the point? So he says now, Saha yaha smaram brahme tyupaste yavat smarasya gatam. As much as the smaraha, memory, pervades, tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati. This person also becomes the one who moves freely at his will. Yaha smaram brahme tupaste asti bhagavaha smarad bhoyaha. Again he asks, is there anything which is superior to this memory? Iti smarad vava bhoyosti iti. Yes, definitely there is something superior to this memory also. This wonderful capacity to remember, the wonderful phenomenon called the function of remembering, that there is something greater than this also. What is that? Tanme Bhagavan Bravi Tviti. O Lord, please teach me that. Iti Trayodashaha Khandaha. Here ends the 13th section. What is that which is superior to this function of remembering? Which is the function of the mind, antakkarana dharma. Isn't it? Really, we do see how blessed we are to be blessed with this function of remembering. Of course, we also remember unnecessary things and we bother unnecessarily also. That is our prarabdha, okay? Bad prarabdha, you remember unnecessary things. But it's also a great blessing to be able to remember all the necessary, important things. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, nothing will be possible if we don't have the grace of blessing of smaraha. Isn't it? Nothing can be achieved in life. Okay. Here in the 13th section.